Hello, and welcome to the Witchcast. This is the podcast about making a podcast. It's easy enough to set up a few microphones and talk shit, but it's harder to know what that perfect niche is. And to be honest, we aren't too sure either. I'm Matt Thompson, and today, as always, I'm joined by Ollie. Squiggly Bracket, say hi.
Hello.
This week, we're talking about McDonald's. McDonald's? I don't know. Is it
Mickey D's?
Okay, so it is McDonald's.
The old M dog.
What do you call the McDonald's? Are we actually talking about? Are you just literally talking about McDonald's?
It is. It's the inside scoop. I think maybe we should just go straight into it because I don't really have anything else. My mind is just completely overtaken with McDonald's. You know how everything is like standardized in McDonald's? Like you know that they have it's like structured in a way that like everything has to be the same.
Yeah, very conformist.
Yeah, but like there's those like rogue McDonald's out there that don't give a shit. The sort of like the Wild West McDonald's where like they just do whatever the fuck they want. Like, sure, you can put a McDonald's in a church. Like, who's going to fucking do anything about it? Like, you know, it's those...
Did you say the Wild West of McDonald's?
Yeah, or like, I mean, some people in McDonald's want to crack down on these rogue McDonald's, but I want to investigate them, you know? Like, I want to see the diversity in McDonald's, you know?
Oh, wow. Okay, I see.
Yeah, I think we McDonald's has, like, a lot of potential. I mean, like, you know, they were the creators of fast food, pretty much. So, you know, like, I think that's some podcast potential.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that people are interested about hearing all the ins and outs of, you know, McDonald's.
It could be anything. We could, like, go to McDonald's and, like, interview people. We could, like, you know, get, like, the inside scoop from employees, you know. Like, actually, I even have some... Oh, I have some dark information of why the ice cream machine's always broken.
Oh yeah, I think I read something about that. Well, I heard that the ice cream machines overheat daily, and they have to cool down.
No, it's like they have like a 4-hour cleaning cycle, but since 2003, McDonald's have to use Taylor Electronics, like the. They can use whatever other equipment they want, but they have to use this very specific ice cream machine. And apparently it's like fucking esoteric knowledge. Like it's almost impossible to use and it breaks all the time. So they have to like call Taylor maintenance guys or else they'll void the warranty. But it actually costs like McDonald's like thousands of dollars per trip. Because like I think it's like for the first half an hour, you charge like the Taylor guy like $100, but for every 15 minutes after that, it's $300.
What?
Yeah. Apparently, this company, Taylor, makes like 25% of their income just from fucking repairing their own machines.
Dude, do you know how much one of these machines costs? Like,
I don't know, but yeah, that's some of my fucking tasty backscenes McDonald's knowledge. Oh, before we get really heated and I talked about some of these, talk about all these different things about McDonald's, you know, like make sure, we have to make sure we're qualified for it. So I actually lied to you earlier, Matt. I do have McDonald's with me right now.
Oh. Oh, shit.
I bought myself a Happy Meal because I thought maybe I could do like a Happy Meal unboxing here right now.
Oh, that's a good idea, man. I haven't had a Happy Meal in fucking years, bro.
Yeah, so I wanted to see. Okay, so currently it has some sort of like Shopkins, which is like, oh my god, they're like animals, but they're made of furniture. So it's like a fucking chair with eyes. There's a table of eyes.
No. This sounds like a fetish thing, dude. I'm so sure that this is a fetish, bro.
This is definitely some weird deviant art. Yeah. Shit. But and also right next to it is fucking Hot Wheels.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so I think okay, let me see. Okay, I've opened the box. Okay. It's definitely, oh my god, it's a fucking Hot Wheels car with a fucking ramp in it.
A ramp?
Can you hear the fucking the opening?
I can't
hear.
Shit,
let me just fucking dump it out here.
Why do they hermetically seal these children's toys, man? What are they trying to keep in or keep out?
Did you really think this is where it's going? Like, I was like, oh yeah, we'll do fucking McDonald's. It's like, no, fuck. Unboxing a fucking Happy Meal.
Maybe you meant, like, some other kind of McDonald's, because, like... But then I was also thinking about McDonald's, because then I kind of got hungry. Now I'm hungry for McDonald's.
Oh shit, this comes with a fucking manual. Okay, so this
huh? What? This gun? What?
No, with a manual. Sorry, I didn't say gun. I mean, if that wasn't a fucking Happy Meal, I'd be concerned.
Oh, fuck.
Is this some sort of launch? Oh, shit. It's like a weird, like... Oh, fuck. It's only part of a track. So maybe you have to just keep eating the McDonald's to get, like, some tracks. Or, like, maybe this, like, launches... I'm very confused. Oh, if a car goes through this track part, then, like, it changes, so it can't be used again. They have to go, like, a different direction or something.
Oh, so it's, like, a little, like, a switcher.
Yeah, it's, like, a weird switcher thing. It's garbage. Okay, I'm throwing it on the floor. Okay, what? Now this is the real stuff. I'm gonna... Okay, so I was thinking we could do a cutaway, and when we come back, I would have hopefully I would have finished this Happy Meal, and you know, I'll be primed and filled with energy to finish this podcast, you know, but just filled with that good McDonald's energy. So
okay,
did you wanna do you have any ideas while I push this oh shit, this fries everywhere, fuck, this, my mic's dropping, fuck. Okay.
Dude, there is no burger in the world that fucking squishes so good like a fucking McDonald's in the bottom of the fucking bag. The burger can be fucking like 90 degrees, man. So, who's our demographic for this? Who's just gonna listen to you eat McDonald's? What?
Just keep going.
Who's gonna listen to this fucking McDonald's mukbang, bro?
I'm definitely gonna put a content warning for mouth sounds. I mean, like, I don't. It's gonna be a lot of fucking mouse sounds.
Is this endorsed by Ronald? Is he
oh,
in
shit.
On this?
I don't know, because like, if we give in too many corporate secrets, then they won't want to sponsor us. But if we get a fucking McDonald's sponsor, that's it, bro. We're set for life. I don't care. I can become like a fucking one of those like evangelical preachers, but for fucking McDonald's, fucking praising the fucking glory of the fucking Big Mac. Yeah.
Ronald too.
Okay, one sec. I have half of the burger left. So I'm just gonna just, yeah.
Oh, God. The thing is, like, I like McDonald's, man. McDonald's is pretty good most of the time, but like, I never understood why they put that fucking really finely chopped like onion relish shit on the top of their burgers all the time. And, like, if it's not, like, stuck into the fucking ketchup, it just falls everywhere.
I'm sorry, Matt. I have to finish this now.
What was your side meal? Did you get the fruit cup?
I considered it. I didn't know. Apparently, like, it was either, like, a fucking pineapple stick or a banana. And I was like, who the fuck goes to McDonald's and gets a fucking banana? Like, that's fucking deranged.
What about McDonald's coffee? What do you think about that?
Oh, they've been really, like, going into coffee at the moment. Like, they have fucking the McCafe, and you can get a fucking, like, tiramisu or some shit from McDonald's. Like, some places are, like, real fancy.
What? Tiramisu coffee? Is that just code for an Irish coffee?
No, I meant, like, a tiramisu with your coffee.
Oh, shit. Oops. No. I want a tiramisu milkshake. Oh, tiramisu in the McFlurry, bro. I guess as long as you talk about McDonald's, you know, you could just make a podcast about it. Like, maybe we could market it as, like...
Okay, I'm back.
Oh.
No, don't worry.
I was just thinking about how the fuck this could be a podcast, dude.
I'm just covered in so much grease. I'll have to...
Do you need...
I know what to do.
Do you need a wet wipe?
Fuck, yeah, I need a wet wipe. Okay, now I'm back. So, now that I'm filled
with... Oh, wait, what was your drink?
Shit, I got a juice. Fuck, I think I need a...
Capricorn?
Juice. But don't worry, I need to... I don't need fluids at the moment.
Oh.
But what I do need after I was filled with the energy of a Happy Meal is I want to tell you... Actually, okay, before we start, we need to put some ground rules. Okay, what was your favorite McDonald's experience and what's your favorite menu item? Like, people need to know we're qualified to fucking sell it. Sell it to the fucking corporate big ups.
Yeah, dude, I'm fat as fuck, man. I'm fucking definitely qualified. Okay. What did you ask me? What was my favorite thing off the menu? And, like, what's my hashtag top 10 fucking McDonald's moments in my life?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I love the fucking... the 40-pack McNuggets and the fucking liter of iced tea deal that they have.
Oh, fuck. Is that a deal? I don't know about that deal. Yeah. You get, like, a fucking liter of iced tea?
Dude, it's like a fucking milk jug. Full of iced tea and just a fucking crate of McNuggies, bro.
Oh, fuck.
But my favorite.
What kind of sauce do you get? Those McNuggies. So you get the barbecue.
Yeah, you gotta get barbecue, and you gotta have sweet and sour. I tried the curry sauce here, and I'm not really a fan of it. It's just not.
Oh, I've never tried that. Like, sometimes they have sweet chili, and that's really good. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I never get sweet chili.
This Happy Meal is doing terrible things to my body. It's coming up a little bit. Okay, so I'm gonna keep going. Okay, so I think my favorite menu item is like. It's a difficult one to get hold of. It's the double McSpicy.
The McSpicy?
Yeah, apparently you can only get it in Singapore, Hong Kong, the Philippines, or Indonesia. So, like, I got it in Singapore. Like, I specifically went to a McDonald's because, like, I heard people talking about the fucking McSpicy, and it's such a fucking thick burger. Like, it has, like, two giant fucking chicken patties that are, like, crusted, and it's, like, a little spicy, but, it's real good.
So is this like a more adult version of like the junior chicken?
Yeah, I think it's like the chicken patty, but like that's like it's crusted differently, and I think it's like a little has like it's like spiced.
Any particular kind of heat? Habanero, jalapeno, or is it just
like I don't know. I think my taste buds are completely fucked up, so I don't think I could give you any barometer how spicy it is.
My tongue's all shut up.
I don't know about my favorite, but I think my least favorite moment is probably the smell of the playroom, like when you're a kid. Like, I don't know what, there's something about it, like...
What the fuck are you talking about, bro? No fucking way.
The playroom always smelled like fucking feet.
Yes, that's fucking disgusting, man.
That's what I'm saying, that was my least favorite part, like...
Oh, fuck, I thought you said that was your favorite part.
No, my least favorite. Who the fuck? I'm not...
I was like, ew,
trying to destroy my character.
I guess you had to take off your socks, right? And it just takes one kid, bro, to fucking have the stinkiest feet, piss in the ball pit. Fuck.
It's just nothing good has ever happened in that fucking ball pit.
Yeah.
Have you seen the picture of, like, the fucking crows that managed to get inside the McDonald's, like, playroom?
No.
You know you get that dome that you can look into?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just filled with fucking flapping, like, angry birds everywhere.
The viewport.
Okay, one more thing I need from you, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get I'm unloving it? For the people at home, can I get a I'm loving it?
You want me to deliver an I'm loving it as an ad, like to convince the people like I'm actually loving
it?
Yeah,
like really, really sell it to me. We can put it at the beginning, just like maybe this is what we'll send to the big ups, you know, that those corporate like hi hats, you know, like the fat cats. Give me a I'm loving it.
Well, who's gonna do the ditty, bro? Who's gonna do the fucking do 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 do? Because I can't do both, can I?
Will they shut down our podcast if we put a do-do-do-do-do?
Nah, well...
I don't know. They might have, like, some fucking Ronald up there. Might have a fucking algorithm. They'll fucking, you know, like, I haven't seen that many McDonald's podcasts. Maybe they'll look at a fucking... look at Sue, like the fucking coffee lady.
Fuck. The fucking... I can just see fucking Ronald showing up to the fucking courtroom in a fucking leather jacket, sunglasses on a Harley. Fuck you, bitch. He fucking just douses her with a fucking coffee. Ah, fuck! Dude.
Yeah, and you thought your coffee was fucking hot.
Don't mess.
You think you're hot shit now?
Why, Ronald, why? She just fucking lights a cigarette. Fuck you, bitch. Grimace. Fuck her up.
Oh, I thought it would be like, it's just business.
It's nothing personal.
It's like, we know Ronald fucks. Like, I think out of, actually, like, I mean, I don't think the Colonel can really do that much. They probably just wheel him out. The Burger King likes to break into people's houses, but, I mean, Ronald fucks. Yeah. I mean, that's what, I mean, he has a whole fucking posse of him.
Oh, yeah, but who the fuck is he gonna fuck, man? His target demographic is children, so that's not very good, is it? You know, that's a red flag right there.
What do you mean? Everyone goes to McDonald's. It's not just, like... Do you think kids look at fucking Ronald McDonald and like, oh, I want to go there? No, they want to go there because they want a fucking ice cream and they want to have a fucking meltdown when it's not like they cut those machines broken.
Yeah, I would love to receive a package from Ronald McDonald. His package specifically. Please, Ronald, give me your package. Give me the Happy Mail. Do-do-do-do-do. I'm loving it.
You sound like you were threatening them. Like you fucking... Okay, so maybe we're not the most qualified to do I'm Loving It. I think maybe I should just just continue with this this podcast. Because I feel like
wait, I didn't tell you my favorite McDonald's moment, dude.
Fuck, we okay, just give it to me.
It was when they let me order a fucking McGangbang.
What?
Did I have one of those bad boys?
Wait, what? Do you say McGangbang?
Yeah, dude. You could say it's a double bacon cheeseburger, and then you get a chicken mayo sandwich, right? And you split the double bacon cheeseburger in half at the patty, right? Because there's two patties. And you just wrap that shit around the fucking chicken mayo and you eat it all.
Oh, fuck. Do you have, like...
It's not sanctioned by Ronald.
Well, it's not sanctioned. I mean, but this is the kind of, like, we could also, like... Okay, now instead of... I ran out of McDonald's bits. Now that's the fucking... The brass tacks. The fucking... The real sauce that's going into, like, this podcast.
Oh, shit. The real McDonald's sauce?
So, like, interview people about their... Cause everyone has, like... There are a specific order they have for McDonald's. So you could, like, interview people about that. Mm. And I said you could interview, like, employees and shit. But, like, I'm not interested in the fucking, like... You know, like, the standard McDonald's. Like, everyone knows what a fucking McDonald's looks like on the inside. I'm looking for the weird shit. Like, I want to, like, go to the McDonald's in Roswell and, like...
and have it themed for Roswell?
Yeah, they do. The Roswell has a fucking UFO McDonald's.
What? No way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me... Okay,
oh, wait. I have another weird McDonald's story. Can I tell it?
Yeah, just one sec. I need to send you some... Just to describe some of this Roswell stuff, too, while I'm just sending this to you.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to make sure that McDonald's wouldn't hire us, because my story's pretty fucked up.
I don't think they'd hire us anyway, like... Fuck. I don't think we meet the requirement for a McDonald's employee. Oh, so we're not kids anymore, so I think they'll have to actually pay us. So, I mean, like... They only, like, fucking... Don't they... They only, hire, like, fucking 14-year-olds.
Bro, that's what I said, man. Ronald loves
children. Don't come here fucking trying to run McDonald's name into the dirt, Matt. Fuck, I need the sponsorship.
Bro, look how many criminals he hangs out with, man. He literally hangs out with a robber and a fucking... A purple blob man who's... I think he's evil. And that bird, she wears a fucking bandit mask.
We only know the Hamburglar went to jail for tax fraud. That's why he's a criminal. Don't bring him into this either. They haven't met in, like, what, 20 years? It just doesn't count anymore.
He's the corporate scapegoat.
No, fucking Grimace is the corporate scapegoat.
Oh, is he?
I don't know. That's my fucking McDonald's headcanon. Okay, so... I sent you the photos of the inside of Roswell McDonald's. See, this is the kind of place we could go to. With the UFO statue.
That's aesthetic, bro.
Yeah. With fucking alien statues and shit. Fucking bright neon lights everywhere.
Oh. Is that a roller coaster in the background?
I think that's part of the UFO. I don't know.
Oh.
But it's so aesthetic, though. It's so good. It's like just the fucking neon UFO.
It's so fucking 90s, is like, it must have been made like in the 80s or 90s, right? The way that it's designed.
Yeah. And this is why I physically need to make this podcast so I can go to these places. Like, I have like, I'll have a reason to go, because shit, like, this fucking... This
just because you want to go to the fucking, the space McDonald's.
No, because look, no. You don't understand. Look at this other picture. They have a fucking UFO. I mean, sorry, they have an alien on a fucking bench you can take a photo of. Like, you know, you get those McDonald's where you have, like, fucking Ronald outside, and it's not. And fucking Roswell has fucking alien outside.
Dude, this sectoid looks jacked up, man.
No, he's fucking vibing, bro. Just look at his eyes. He's squinting so fucking
Where's
hard.
His wiener, man? Where's nipples at? Why is he fucking naked?
Fuck, they're always naked.
Yeah, but why? They're a fucking interstellar creature. Surely they would have, like, a fucking spacesuit or something. What happens if they lost pressure or they weren't compatible with our fucking air and shit? Dude, I'll tell you right now, aliens are not compatible with fucking...
Now that's what the UFO's for.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, aliens are not compatible with fucking McDonald's, man, because they can't fucking... No way they can eat that shit.
I don't think you get it. I'm not selling you on it. I have more.
I mean, I want to go. Like, I'm hungry. I'll go. But, like, what else, like, what else does McDonald's, like, have to offer?
There's so many, like, weird, weird McDonald's that we could get into. Like, we could even, like, dedicate specific episodes for, like, specific McDonald's or like McDonald's lore, like fucking Mac Tonight. Okay, oh. Like this McDonald's right here is in Rome, and there is a 2,000-year-old wall that runs through the McDonald's.
Oh fuck.
Like
they it's fucking, part of the fucking attraction, huh?
Yeah, they fucking built this McDonald's around this fucking ancient wall.
Is that it? Just a couple of special Roman bricks that were just there.
Okay. Didn't know I had to bring out the fucking big guns for you, Matt. Okay.
Well, I mean, I was wondering, it was like, was there like a plaque or anything, or like,
you love pyramids? You love fucking Bass Pro Pyramid? Look at this fucking double Ibis hotel and McDonald pyramid.
What the fuck?
Please, Matt. Dude. Please, we have to use the Witchcast budget so we can go to the McDonald's pyramid. I will die if I don't go.
Dude, this pyramid is definitely a fucking landing zone for aliens, man. Right?
Yeah, there's definitely some sort holy of alien shit. McDonald's connection that you're not really seeing, because I mean, there's a lot of weird symbols in a lot of these strange McDonald's. Dude. But we have to investigate it in a podcast.
This is piquing my interest, actually, Ollie. Now you brought this up with the pyramids. I'm wondering, if we drew a bunch of lines between the Bass Pro Pyramid and this pyramid, and then to the Egyptian pyramids, I wonder what kind of shape it would make. Maybe the shape of Grimace.
Yeah.
I don't know. A dollar sign.
But yeah, maybe it'd be a dollar sign. So like, even like the fucking Mayan pyramids.
Oh, shit.
It's fucking the Sony pyramids. They're building more and more every day. I don't know how many more McDonald's pyramids are out there, but...
Are they? Can you imagine if they just changed all their McDonald's to pyramids?
It's like, I'd be into it. I think I'd be more likely to go to a McDonald's if it was fucking pyramid-shaped. This is the fucking, the best shape.
Pyramid-shaped food, pyramid-shaped fries.
Yeah, people don't lean in on the fucking, the pyramid very often, but like, it's a fucking 10 out of 10 shape right there. Like, not many people can like fucking stand up to that. It's fucking powerful.
I can, definitely the best way to stack rocks if you want them to last a long time. I'll tell you that for free.
Oh, I have more. Not more pyramids, but more fucked up McDonald's, just so you can just... So I'm selling you on it. Okay, this one has been... Oh, yeah. This one is... well, it's a McDonald's that doesn't exist anymore because it's being standardized.
Wait, hold on. What did you say? Did you say McExist?
No, fuck. Did I say that? Fuck, it's the Happy Meal. It's fucking seeping into my bones.
What the McFuck did you just say, dude?
You're trying to distract me, Matt. Look at this photo. Okay, so the all the stools have fucking legs with socks and shoes on.
Yeah. Oh, wedges are back. Why?
There's no reason why. I mean, they could. They don't fucking have to live up to the standards that McDonald's put down. If they want to give the stools fucking legs with fucking like their own shoes, then like why not?
Aren't they? I felt like I know like McDonald's is like franchisable, but like it's a bit weird, isn't it? Surely, you know, they wear like the same uniforms and shit. Why is their decor so different?
Like, maybe it was like a different restaurant and they just fucking turned it into a McDonald's.
Bro, what kind of original restaurant has this shit going on?
I don't know. Like, people in the UK love like soccer. So like, why not? Why not have like fucking... What do you think? Like, we could use like, I mean, like... I don't want to bring up a different podcast, but like, it's gonna be like the gas station one. Like, I want to harass people in a McDonald's about what their favorite meal is.
That's not a bad idea, dude. I mean, it probably would save some time and some money to do both the shows at the same time.
we could. I mean, we got to eat somewhere.
Can you imagine eating at every single fucking McDonald's in the U.S., bro? Or maybe at least, like, one per state or something.
Yeah, I'd be into it. What is there, like, 3,000 McDonald's?
Dude, there must be more than that.
Okay, so, also, I was inspired by a Twitter account for this podcast, I'll be honest. Like, I'm going to send it to you. It's called Non-Standard McDonald. And, like...
Non-Standard McDonald.
Yeah, because it describes... like different McDonald's, like you describe like a fucking SCP. It describes like ones deceased or standardized, or like one of them was like maybe gone, unclear.
Here's a good one. We are sorry for your McLoss.
And like ones that are still around, they describe this fucking active, like, oh my god, this is out here, right? It's still out there right now. I'm so ready to like just make, like, I think it was a couple of weird McDonald's things in a row that really just inspired me. every country has its own, like, McDonald's menu. So, like, you could even, like, get callers in and, like, tell us about, like, different stuff in different countries and stuff. Like, you know, like I mentioned before, like, I love, like, the fucking McSpicy, but, like, you don't really get it over here. And you can get, like, the McArabia. And even, like, in India, because most people are, like, non-veg over there, they have, like, loads of stuff on the menu to just, like, cater towards, like, vegetarian options.
Yeah, I know for sure the McDonald's in the Philippines, you can get fucking spaghetti, so.
There was a McPasta in most McDonald's, but, like, it's gone now.
Yeah, there used to be, like, a McPizza too, right?
Oh, don't bring up the McPizza. Fucking rest in peace, fucking McPizza. God, that's actually going to be our main competitor if we do make this podcast, because there is a podcast which I recommend called Whatever Happens to Pizza at McDonald's. It's kind of like a personal man's journey to find out why they stopped making pizza at McDonald's. It usually involves him calling random McDonald's and interviewing the employee on the other end of the phone.
Oh, and he asked them about, like, the McDonald's pizza?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's the whole thing. So, like, there's definitely potential of us, like, looking in, like, a deep dive on these, like, weird McDonald's. Also, like, if we went to McDonald's Japan, like, I think they have the most, like, off-the-wall menu. Because, like, that was also one thing that inspired me was... I'm just going to send it here. And then read it. It's the headline is McDonald's Japan new taste of mommy McShake brings marvelously milky milkshake to the menu. So don't you want to go to a McDonald's and ask for the taste of mommy?
I don't want that.
you don't want that.
I don't want that, dude. No, that's fucked up.
You don't want fucking taste of mommy?
This heavily implies that you're gonna be drinking up. A fucking mommy milk milkshake, bro.
I mean, not. It's not gonna be like fucking. Actually, I don't know what.
There's gonna be titty milk in the ice cream machine, bro.
Ah, fuck. But maybe that's why it keeps breaking. Fuck, it's too dense. Can't go through the fucking McFlurry machine. and I don't know what shape like it's gonna come in. So like, I don't know. I don't know if how much they lean in on the fucking mommy aspect. But I mean, it's there, and we could fucking check it out.
Like it comes in a fucking. Like a little fucking boob cup.
I mean, maybe.
You gotta fucking...
Oh, please.
The straw
please.
Comes out of the nipple, dude, and you gotta...
That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, like, there's so much potential, like, to get, like, a deep dive into this. There's so much, like, fucking McDonald's lore, dude.
Yeah, if you think about it, like, how many other fast food chain restaurant companies do you actually know, like, the history of their products for? Like, you never, like, oh, what was McDonald's fucking burger? The what? The Whopper? Like, what was the other kind of Whopper? Like, nobody really knows. Or, like, I think, you know, what, KFC had the Double Down? But, like, McDonald's consistently has, like, good brand integrations and, like, campaigns, usually. So that's why I think we find it so unusual that these non-standard McDonald's, as we call them, are, like, they're so shocking.
Yeah, because they're so into, like... Everything McDonald's being exactly the same, and like you have to prepare things in like really specific ways, and then like
yeah,
that's why like it's, you know, these people that kind of go out their way and say like fuck that, let's put a McDonald's in the spaceship, like fuck, that's like
those are the real go-getters, dude.
Yeah, that's what I want to fucking find out. I want to know what's fucking behind the ship.
Yeah, what are they hiding?
Also, I do want to try most of the fucked up things on the menu. Like, I want to try like every single fucking item at McDonald's.
Yeah, I want to try the fucking Darth Vader burger. That looked pretty sick.
What, this Dark Vader burger?
Yeah, bro, Dark Vader. It's just the fucking black cheeseburger.
Oh, I think I didn't know it was called like that, but I haven't seen like fucking black burger. They put like squid ink or something in it.
Yeah, it's probably something like that. I think maybe even the cheese is blank.
And, like, I really want to go to, like, that really, really fancy McDonald's in Hong Kong. It's supposed to be, like, the next generation of McDonald's. I think they literally called it McDonald's Next. It's, like, they tried turning McDonald's into, like, a fucking gourmet restaurant. So you get, like, table service. They have, like, fucking chocolate mousse and shit.
Wow.
It's, like, fucking real fancy.
I think that's the thing about McDonald's. Like, even though that they're very corporate, like, they're not afraid to, like, experiment, you know? To fuck with it, so to say.
Yeah, that's why you got the fucking McPizza. Although the superior pizza is the fucking the pizza burger from Burger King.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was actually good.
Will we lose our sponsorship for saying that? Fuck it. I fucking stand the fucking Burger King and its fucking creepy ways.
Man, whatever happened to fucking Mashman Swiss, bro? Why don't people... How come nobody has it on their menu anymore?
Oh, that's still here. You get the... Actually, I had one last week.
Mashman Swiss?
But it wasn't like the fucking... Yeah, it wasn't like the OG one and like... Burger King. I went to Hardee's like the other day, and like god, the burger, like I ordered a mushroom Swiss from there and it was so shit. It's like, oh. I don't know, like the bun had like a weird cake texture to it and it was like really sweet, so it's like they fucking sliced open a cake and put like a fucking patty in it. It was like really weird.
Oh fuck, I don't know, like, what it is,
if
man.
I want a fucking cake in a burger, I'd order that fucking... Okay, so some places you can order a burger that's, instead of a bun, it's between two donuts. And like, if I want a cake burger, I'd fucking go for that. I want to go all the way. I don't want to go do like a middle ground.
Dude, you want a fucking Krispy Kreme around that shit?
Do Krispy Kreme? I never checked. I've seen like photos of it, but fuck, I don't know. I don't know if Krispy Kreme's getting in the fucking burger game.
I don't know that. Have you had McDonald's breakfast where they've had these very sweet like... buns that go around these like sausage patties?
I may not be the most qualified for this podcast because I don't think I've ever had McDonald's breakfast in my life.
Yeah, it's fucking shit, to be honest. I used to have it all the time and then I just stopped because it just wasn't that good.
But everyone says, like, everyone fucking raves about that fucking like McMuffin.
Yeah, it's fine, but they just won't let you order other stuff. So if you want to have other McDonald's products, you can't, like... Like, if for some reason you're not allowed to order fries before 10 a.m.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And like, oh no, sorry, sir, it's got to be fucking hash browns. I'm like, why, man? I don't want to eat fucking hash browns, bro. They're fucking oily. I want French fries.
That's fucked up. I bet in that fucking weird, creepy alley McDonald's that looks like you have to go through a fucking tunnel to get to the takeout, the wall, I bet they'd give you fucking fries in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, even if they're from last night, dude, I'll take it. Just refry them.
Yeah, we gotta uplift these McDonald's out there, just fucking doing their best. Okay, so like, picture yourself driving through this long tunnel with no windows or anything. That's just the size of your car, and then you get to fucking order your nice McDonald's.
So this is basically like PT the game, but McDonald's drive through.
Yeah, it's like PT but McDonald's. You have to fucking every 5 minutes, you have to fucking get more takeout.
You keep driving in a circle, but after like the fourth corner, you just keep going around and around and around. There's no window.
Yeah, and then the menu changes each time.
Oh, fuck. Now that's fucking scary, dude.
I don't know. I'll be excited. I was like, oh, fuck. What's next? What's next, boy?
Yeah, well, you get fucking bored. Like, oh, fuck, where's my Happy Meal, man? What the fuck?
I mean, like, what if it's a different toy? You know? Maybe, what if it was like fucking... better than the Hot Wheels.
Yeah, I guess if you just didn't like the toy that week, you'd just go around another circle, get a different Happy Meal.
Maybe that's the situation where you'd finally get a gun in your Happy Meal, Matt.
Oh.
It's the final Happy Meal. It's a gun.
Oh, shit. Just a loaded gun pointed directly at your face as soon as you open the Happy Meal. Can I tell you my fucked up...
Okay, so I have one more McDonald's and we can go into your... Is it a fucked up McDonald's story?
Yeah.
Okay, so... It's the McDonald's cube. It's in Sydney, and like the staff are trapped in a big cube above the McDonald's, and like all the food is like a conveyor belt. I don't know if they can leave the McDonald's, but I mean, like, everyone could watch them at all times.
Wait, so are you saying all the McDonald's employees are up at the top, or what? Or the machine is up?
Yeah, they're up at the top of the cube. Yeah, while you're eating your burger, you can watch like the ice cream machine get like broken in real time.
Dude, you know what this fucking looks like to me?
What?
It looks like a giant 3D printer.
Oh, it might be. I mean, like...
Look at this picture of 3D printers, man. Look what they look like.
Holy shit! The right? McDonald's does look like a 3D printer. Maybe that's, like, by design. Maybe they want to lean into it. Because, yeah. Like, most of their, like, burgers would be the same. So they'd be like, yeah, we're fucking printing you burgers, baby.
That's what McDonald's should do, dude. They should invest in 3D printed burgers, man.
Yeah, I'd be into it. But like, if we made this podcast, we'd be like the first people to get like... What if they fucking... They send us a 3D printed burger to fucking review it on this podcast?
What, like in the mail?
I bet they have their ways.
We'll have a 3D printer here,
but
at home.
Like, you know how I ate that Happy Meal? We could both enjoy a delicious 3D printed burger. for our corporate sponsor.
Well, how come they just don't like buy the rights to Wimpy, the biggest burger icon known to man? Or is it Wimpy? Or is it Harold?
Wimpy's too good. Wimpy will never sell out.
That's the guy from Popeye, right?
Yeah, the guy is like, I'll glad you pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that guy has paid for a burger his entire life. Like, he's a fucking thief and a scoundrel, and dude, like, McDonald's will find him one day.
Is this Grimace's backstory?
He's like fucking Robin Hood.
Robin Hood?
I don't think we've ever actually went into like how this podcast would work. I just keep like coming up with like weirder and weirder McDonald's. But I mean, that could work as a podcast. I mean, how many McDonald's are out there? I mean, there's plenty of material.
Yeah. No, I think there is a layout. I think, you know, every episode we should start with having a McDonald's meal, right? We fucking eat the entire thing while fucking choking and fucking drinking Capri Sun. And then we can study non-standard, a different non-standard Donald's layout every week.
Yeah, maybe we could, like, email them, try and get some, like, inside info. Maybe, like, for a special episode, we could get, like, a field recorder and turn up to, a takeout window.
Yeah. Just interview the fucking takeout window. Excuse me, sir, what are you getting tonight?
It wouldn't be, like... It wouldn't be the weirdest thing a McDonald's employee has got in the takeout window. Because, like, before we started, I was watching, like, people go fucking crazy for the ice cream machine. People were, like, fucking smashing through that window to get to the staff because they think they're lying to them about the ice cream.
What the fuck?
Like, it's like, it gets rough, bro.
Is that some kind of, like, fucking Florida activity? Just getting methed out and fucking fighting McDonald's?
People are crazy about McDonald's. That's why we have to get this down. I mean, like, I think there's so much fucking McDonald's potential.
Yeah, I mean, you, it would be difficult to refute that McDonald's does attract a fuck ton of money.
Oh, shit. What was your fucked up McDonald's story?
My fucked up McDonald's story. This was when I was in Calgary. I used to live in downtown, and next to my apartment there was this place called Crack Max in fucking downtown.
Wait, what?
It was called Crack Max. The name of the shop was just Max, but all the crackheads would fucking hang out there and shit, so people knew to avoid it.
I thought this was like, because we're talking about non-standard like McDonald's, so I thought like people referred to the McDonald's as fucking Crack Max.
Oh, no. No, this McDonald's was next to it. It was next to this Crack Max place.
Oh, okay.
And this place was, like, it was very old because it was built at the same time. So it had, like, the old tiles and shit, and, like, there was a key to the bathroom, and, like, you had to have this fucking massive keychain if you opened it. Oh, it was fucking stupid. And, like, one day, I was sitting in, like, a booth, like, by myself waiting for somebody. I was, like, using the Wi-Fi or something. And I saw this cleaning lady, and, like, the thing is, like, a lot of homeless people hang out in there because it's downtown, right? It's on the train line. And, like, I think the story was, like, one of them had died there in the McDonald's.
What the fuck?
So I saw this, I was having my fucking, my Happy Meal, bro, my fucking, my burger, my fucking gangbang, my gangbang there, the fucking booth by myself, crying, playing fucking Monopoly game. And this fucking lady literally does this fucking, she makes, like, the cross with her fucking, her head in her hands and, like, the fucking, what is it? Glasses, watch. Something testicles, I can't remember what it is, but like she does this shit, like she fucking makes the cross man on her fucking body, and while she's looking at the booth next to mine, fucking whispering prayers and shit.
What the fuck,
dude?
Wait,
that McDonald's,
like,
was fucking cursed, man.
Was that? Oh, for like, I thought you were saying like the person died. Like, I thought you were gonna say the lady died, and you were like fucking eating your burger while it happened in front of you.
No, she was like, but she was right next to me, man, doing this fucking, making a cross shit on her body. I was like, that's fucking uncomfortable, bro.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe she was blessing you, because, like, I mean, McDonald's is a sacred place, man. You can't.
No, dude, she was fucking seeing ghosts, bro, in that corner, man.
Maybe it was haunted, but, like, actually, I think half the McDonald's I sent to you will probably have a fucking ghost in it. I mean, that 2,000-year-old wall inside the McDonald's is definitely fucking haunted. Like, how many fucking specters in that bad boy? Like, whom nobody knows.
I'm sure ghosts are also attracted to money-making corporations like McDonald's, bro. No doubt.
But, like, imagine going back to the McDonald's next to fucking Crack Max for, like, a Halloween special. Like, with just, like, okay, befriend the fucking staff. Or, like, you know, and, like, have a fucking, like, McDonald's after dark.
Have a seance. In the booth?
Yeah.
Now that sounds like a good idea.
But it's the potential of, like, It's just,
I bet McDonald's would hate it, bro.
What do you mean?
They would pay so much money to shut it down.
Yeah, but then we'd be set for life. I mean, like, yeah. If McDonald's had to fucking pay us fucking $1 million to stop this podcast, I mean, like, I'd do it. Dude. I'd sell out. I'd do it.
I think it would be so easy just to find a list of like all the people who've died in a fucking McDonald's, and then just start like interviewing people about it. Like, oh, what happened? How did he die? Just asking the staff and shit. Oh yeah, he was eating a fucking McGangbang, bro, and he fucking
what? Do a fucking expose?
Yeah, an expose, dude.
We could have fucking expose in McDonald's.
Oh my god.
Oh, we could be famous. We could be the next fucking coffee lady.
Oh my god, yes, dude. I would love to be a part of a frivolous lawsuit.
Fuck, yeah, I was like, yeah, Ronald, fucking ruin me. Ruin this body. And it's like, this is the first time I've ever seen anyone in a fucking lawsuit. Just, are you okay?
What do you make it sound like fucking Ronald on the stand, bro?
No, I'm saying, like, the lawyers would be concerned because they'll come to sue us and I'll be just being like, fucking just do it to me. Fucking sue me so good. And you'd be like, I think you're enjoying this too much, sir.
Reverse psychology, I see. Did you have a name for this?
I don't actually have a name for it. I think I was just trying to compile as much fucked up stuff about McDonald's. I didn't think of it. Probably something to do with, like, I don't know, there's like some takeaway shit, some Happy Meal stuff.
What about McHappy Meal? Right? Because the Happy Meal isn't actually called a McHappy Meal.
Wait, what do you mean? What? No, I'm still here. I was processing it. What?
Yeah, dude. I think because technically McDonald's doesn't have a product, right, called the McHappy Meal. But if you named a podcast the McHappy Meal, then people would immediately associate it with McDonald's, even though it's not one of their products. So they couldn't do anything about it.
Oh, shit. So it's like they'd have to pay us to like get the name back. Like, we fucking trademark like everything we can, like make a fucking Mick podcast.
They would have to buy. Yes, dude.
Okay, so is there any way to befriend like a couple of people who work at McDonald's so they can just put our podcast in a Happy Meal?
Oh yeah, I mean, most of those people make like fucking barely less than minimum wage.
So instead of a toy, it's just fucking piece of paper with a URL on it.
A fucking bit.ly link on a piece of napkin.
Yeah, exactly. God, okay, if anything's gonna give us a lawsuit, that's gonna be it.
I think somebody was fucking fired from McDonald's for doing that, bro.
No, they'll never find out. We'll have to get a couple of them to do it after a while, but like they can't do it for all of them. They won't know who's doing it.
Oh my god, what do you mean, bro? It's gonna be on the URL, man.
Okay, so we'll definitely probably get sued from if anything's the if there's any way McDonald's is going to sue us, it'd probably do that. So maybe put that on a download. Maybe only like a couple McDonald's. Not like a lot, just a couple.
Right. More like guerrilla tactics, right? Get in, get the content, and go before the feds show up.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I could definitely do this podcast, dude. I just got to make sure I got to have a Happy Meal in front of me every day. I mean, well, not every day. God, no. Holy shit. Every episode.
I could do it every day. I mean, like, I need something to fuel me doing these podcasts. I need that energy. And, like, I mean, like, we could do, I mean, McDonald's could pay for my bypass. So, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
If they get the sponsorship. I mean, I have to. I'll put it in my contract.
Maybe we should change the intro sequence so that it's who can speed eat a Happy Meal the fastest. Just to really promote that really healthy lifestyle.
Just a full minute of fucking choking.
Yeah.
Because, like, I will dip it into water and then eat it like a fucking duck. Just fucking no chewing.
Oh my God. Ew.
So is that a podcast? I don't know if I'm sold on the idea. Because, like, it's either us failing to get a sponsorship, me getting a heart attack, or us getting sued into, like, the dirt. I mean, like, those are not, like, great options. I did bring this to the table, so.
I know. I think it's worth a shot, dude.
Okay, fuck it. I'll do it. Yeah, you only live once. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you gotta get sued by McDonald's to go anywhere.
Yeah, dude. That's it's just a step in the road, bro. Getting sued by McDonald's, just like everybody else.
Yeah. And then I could be like, you know, I could be there on the Wikipedia page for the fucking the McPodcast. The fucking home of the McCappy meal.
Oh fuck. Can you imagine just like a fucking McDonald's cast or fucking podcast?
Oh my god. Okay, we fucked up, Matt. There's already a McPodcast.
Oh fuck. Is it called McCappy Meal?
No, it's just called McPodcast. But do you know who fucking runs it?
Who?
It's Tom Green. It's Tom Green's potty McPodcast.
Tom Green, like the brother of that other guy whose last name is Green?
No, like you know, like Freddy Got Fingered. You know, the fucking Daddy Would You Like Sausages man, fucking guy in Charlie's Angels.
There's a disconnect here. I don't understand.
I don't think it's disconnecting. I think I'm just saying fucking garbage. Okay, so no. But I swear you'll recognize him when you see him. Like I'm telling you,
Tom Green.
God, we have to. I can't compete with Tom Green. I could compete with fucking what happened to the McPizza. I can't compete with fucking Tom Green.
Fuck. So what? Maybe we should just make the same podcast but for Burger King then.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Okay, so by this barometer, I think we're good. I think no one remembers who Tom Green is, which is
yeah, dude. Who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah. okay, we could do it. We'll just have to buy the copyright, but I think it's good. But I think his is Poddy McPodcast, so we could put some fucking hyphens in it and just have a fucking McPodcast. McCappy.
Mc comma podcast. Yeah, both. All of them great names, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still a little bit biased to McGangbang, though.
But if we can't do this, we will have to do it for Wendy's. But it doesn't have the same ring to it. I don't know if you get non-standard Wendy's. So like...
Wendy's. Yeah, dude. You ever seen a combo Wendy's Timmy's?
Excuse me? No. What?
There's like a combination Wendy's and Tim Hortons. And you can get burgers and fucking hot coffee right next to each other.
Fuck, I'm into it. I think, like, you get a lot of combo KFCs as well. Like, remember, I didn't want to bring it up in the podcast because it wasn't McDonald's related, but now we're talking about other fast food places. It was the fucking the KFC / Soviet War Memorial.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good.
Okay. Well,
But if we run out of McDonald's things, we could move on to a fucking a KFC or fucking Burger King, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we have so many options when it comes to fast food. I think McDonald's is just the best option for, like, getting sued or getting paid some hush money.
There's so many that there has to be just like weird stuff out there. And yeah, like that, I think the most amount of hush money is probably from McDonald's. So we probably had our best bet.
Fuck, man, I can't wait for us to do an expose on fucking Seashell Restaurant. The seediest chicken zinkers this side of fucking Mustafa.
Fuck, that's such a deep cut. I don't think anyone like that. Is that? Will anyone know what that is?
Yeah, dude. If you know,
we
you
need,
know.
We need to have like a fucking a glossary. We need to put like a fucking asterisk next to that.
Whatever you do, don't get the spicy chicken zinker kofta meatball combo number two. You'll shit.
Happy meal, French fries, nugget.
Okay, can we blank out what you just said and put like just a random menu item from McDonald's?
Okay, yeah. Let me try. I'll just put in some like. Random McDonald's words. Okay, we'll use some of those, and I'll just.
Okay, I think we got it. Okay, is that a podcast? Did we?
Yeah, I think so, dude.
Did we do it?
I think there's so much here that we could like make fun of McDonald's for that they'll just have to sue us, dude. They have to.
Our reach would be too great. But... They can't. They won't be able to stop us.
Yes, our reach will be too great. Very 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 commanding, Ollie. I like it. Yes, take charge. Show fucking. Mr. McDonald, who's boss.
And then maybe we could be, next time it's on the menu, we could be the next people to try the fucking Taste of Mommy.
No, okay, you could... I don't want to try that, dude.
What if McDonald's paid you to fucking try it?
Oh, yeah, then I would fucking try it, no doubt. I'm not going to try it on my own fucking free will. I need fucking compensation, bro.
Okay, so, I guess, next time on McCappy... podcast, we'll go for our contracts.
Perfect. Yeah, that's right, we have to sign NDAs and shit.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do a fucking has everyone done the fucking let's cease and desist on YouTube?
What's that?
You get like unboxings and you get Let's Plays. Has anyone filmed their own cease and desist?
Oh, shit. Fucking, what was the first video? Lol. Like, FPV, me receiving my subpoena.
OMG, mixed cease and desist. Fucking unhappy face.
Ronald McDonald came to my house at 3 a.m. Gone sexual.
Yeah, I mean, like, are you gonna try and seduce Ronald?
Huh? No, I don't think so.
Okay, we'll talk about that afterwards. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter. And just tell them about the show. Bye.
Can I did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.